Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Golden Tate, the receiver who is signing with the New York Giants.
I want to go to a team that has a chance.
Hey, dumbass.
Dale Arnold.
Everybody has four or three, and I'm missing one of them. It's my semitendinosus. They removed it from the area, so I only have three, I guess it is.
Rich Keith.
And then I saw this man running down the street, just flailing his arms, and I was like, oh my God.
Dale and Keith, middays.
A little ferret rat sort of thing.
Avenges, somewhat the Ultron. On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I want Jason Rossi fired.
Why now?
I want him. Well, all right.
You've asked before, today, nothing's happened.
All right, today I want him fired.
Okay.
Because he's obviously using the opportunity to make mock of me by a comparison with the sports pope.
That's really the highest praise you can get, Dale.
I am not worthy. I want him fired.
How dare you put him in the same breath.
I am not worthy of being in
as the sports pope.
I mean, you just can't be doing that.
How dare you?
There's the sports pope, and then there's the sports godfather.
Oh, that's right. We heard earlier
this week. I worked with the sports godfather.
No. You took over.
There was a caller who was so thrilled to speak with Dale earlier in the week. He referred to him as the godfather of WEEI.
I have a feeling that's going to show up at about 12:30 today.
Glenn Ordway was rolling over in his grave when he heard that.
He hasn't appeared on the air since. Have you noticed?
It killed Glenn.
Poor Glenn is right now in a fetal position somewhere on the South Shore going,
he goes, what? I am the godfather.
I am the godfather.
I am the godfather.
I don't know why they
three of four Red Sox. I am the godfather.
Yeah, you guys do your own drops. I like this.
It's not bad. But yes, it's a false count anywhere Friday, Dale. Are you excited?
I am, actually.
Good.
I mean, I got to be honest with you guys, if you're driving around Boston and thinking, you know, what we need is some good, hard-hitting sports talk, we're going to be off the rails.
We got some. What do you mean? We got plenty of that.
We're going to be off the rails from time to time. I just asked Rich Keefe a very legitimate question.
Yes, you did.
Before we went on the air. Jason, you'll be, except I got you fired. You'll be able to answer
this. You're still here? Pack your things, Jason.
Can I leave?
Pack your things.
Because you're a big-time music DJ.
He is.
Well,
what do you mean, well? He is.
How often does he work up there?
I don't know.
I had 10 years plus doing it, and now I'm there like a couple times a month.
Occasionally. They sprinkle him in.
A couple times a month?
They sprinkle him in. I don't know.
Can we just sprinkle
Jason
Rossi
in? It's the only rock station in the city, so that's pretty good. He's got that going for him.
So can you explain earworms to me?
Yeah, it's when something gets stuck.
No, I know why. I mean, I want to know why.
Well, let him finish.
I know.
He probably was ready to go.
It's stuck in my head now, and I want to know why and how can I get it out.
Well,
you got to hold your breath.
Actually, I watch a lot of those airwax removal videos.
That's disgusting.
And they take these little things that they pick it out with. But earworms themselves, the only way to get rid of an earworm when it comes to music.
Hold your breath for 10 seconds.
Stand your head upside down.
Stand on one leg.
Drink some water.
Is to listen to another earworm, unfortunately. There is no cure.
Oh, he's going to replace it?
You have to. It's the only way you can get rid of it.
No, I don't like that at all. You gotta have to come up with something better than that.
I mean, there are times
I don't want to just swap it out for another. I want to get rid of it altogether.
You'll get an earworm sometimes in the middle of the night. Like, I'll wake up and there will be this song stuck in my head, and I think,
what do you think that is?
I don't know.
Do you think that's like a ghost singing it to you?
Oh.
Could be. See, tying everything together now.
You know,
just kind of whispering the song.
I gotta ask Amy about that.
Yeah. Be like,
she's on a ghost hunt right now in Hawaii. How did I not go on
in
that
Hawaii?
One? She's in Hawaii.
How'd she sell that to the TV? Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a whole bunch of ghosts in Hawaii.
You know,
Aruba, I also heard Aruba's loaded
Waikiki
with them.
Waikiki is just littered with
of them.
Ghosts.
So. Like, yeah, sure, whatever you need.
So she's in Hawaii chasing down ghosts. But she comes back.
Ask her about that if they ever sing to you.
Ghosts whisper into your ear?
Probably. So it's almost like a way of brainwash. Like a little bit of that. You sing a little bit, now that's in their head, and now you can manipulate the person.
All right, so this is today's earworm.
All right, what do you got?
I'm fairly certain.
So, by the way, you're going to make everybody else have this song stuck in their head.
I can't get it out
this
of my
Dale's
head.
Nightmares right now.
No, I can't get it out of my head today. I'm like whistling Life in the Fast Lane as I'm driving into work.
Were you in the fast lane?
There are no fast lanes in drive time in Boston. What are you, nuts? So I'm not listening to music. I'm listening to Mutt and Callahan. So unless they used
that's
it
an airworm.
Unless they used it as a bumper, I didn't hear this.
I feel like they probably did not use this as a bumper, but maybe they did.
Could have been mixing up. Ken's really good at, like, if they were talking about something, maybe they're talking about traveling, he would use this.
Oh, topical. Or they were breaking down WWE's Fastlane, perhaps.
That's why I thought that was talking about
it. Yeah.
I'm going to guess that hearing this now is not going to help me get rid of it, right?
Maybe. Or it could. Could work the opposite effect.
I'll get you something new by 11 o'clock, and this song will be long gone.
You're
going to
earworm them later?
Yeah.
You got another one?
So right
next
now,
rejoiner, you got one?
I got plenty.
Oh, he's got... Okay.
So now there are folks driving around who are going to have this stuck in there.
Well, you have to get to this part specifically.
This will do it.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd put that on everybody like that, Dale. That was a you problem. Now it's an all of us problem.
If I'm suffering with it, I want to share.
Okay, that says a lot about you.
After I get
like
Jason Rossi fired.
Yeah, God.
Now, Dale, did you just Bing how to fix this? I think that's pretty simple.
Yeah, that's a good point, Shime.
Well, that's really what Rich does.
Because there's six ways to fix it right in front of me.
Is number one listen to another
what
song?
What do you got? Give us, yeah, what
number
do you
one
have?
Is to unscramble an anagram. Really work the brain.
Yes, I like it. The brain teaser. That makes sense.
Exactly. Number two, chew some gum.
Ooh, gum fixes everything, I've heard. Gum is for planes. It's for heartburn. It's for good breath. It's really for everything.
It's not a good thing usually for,
chew some gum, Dale.
For announcers.
Dale, but do you want this song in your head or not? You have to smack it like a seventh grade girl.
I feel better now.
Dale is like a big time radio DJ, as you know I am.
Oh my God, we're still on
this? As I used to be.
Well, yes, you know, I always
chew gum. I was John Swan back then.
I understand, Dale.
I heard there was a CNN analyst this week. They said, and now our CNN analyst, Jonathan Swan. I went,
oh, John Swan, he stole your name.
Okay.
He stole your name. Ross, did you ever think about going with an alias?
No, my name is, I think it's good. I got a good name.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I went by just Rossi for a while, like totally just Rossi.
Oh, that'd be better. Oh, no, that's much better.
Rossi?
Rossi.
Yeah. Rossi, yeah.
Rossi. I like that.
But it's usually like, how long is your name? Like, Jason Rossi is fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's okay.
I guess it's fine. It's probably fine.
Okay.
It's probably fine. Yeah. Shime, what else? How else did we fix this ear hole?
The other one we got
it's
right here, number
hole.
Skipping up to number five, to solve Sudoku puzzles.
Oh, Sudoku. See, it's
another
all
brain
about,
teaser.
Yeah, brain teaser
see,
stuff.
What if I'm awful at that?
Yeah.
Though?
What about like? Yeah, right back in.
I can't solve my Sudoku.
What about a game
so
of like Minesweeper on
I think
expert?
That would work.
You think expert Minesweeper?
I think that would work. Yeah, I mean, Tetris. Anything that really kind of gets you going.
Dude, I've been playing a lot of
Tetris
recently.
What if I just have a sit, a craft beer, and play some games?
That should help. Yeah, that should help.
Well, the final way to get rid of it is to just play the darn thing. Just jam out
is
to it.
Is that right?
That's what it says. Play the darn thing.
Just there play you go. The song over and over again.
Well, just once.
That sounds like a nightmare. I don't think this would work at all.
No, it's another
song. That's like when I remember I had an eighth grade teacher who said the cure to stop a brain freeze is to keep eating or drinking the cold thing.
I heard it was put your tongue at the top of the mouth.
And I'm like, yeah,
tongue at the top of the mouth.
Yeah.
No, drinking more of it's a bad plan.
Like if you're just like eating ice cream like crazy,
remember
it's like,
Mr.
no, keep eating it.
Mr. Misty's at Dairy Queen?
No.
You drink those, God, yeah. Mr. Misty's?
No.
You drink those too fast, your head would
you're
explode.
Just a mess. Yeah, and I think he was just obviously trying to mess with us. But he's like, oh yeah, the key is keep eating it.
That man should be in jail, because you know what? That's like when somebody tells you, oh, you're full. You know that feeling when you're overly full?
Keep
just keep eating.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was like.
That was my 20s.
Just power through.
Yeah, but tongue on the top of the roof of your mouth, right? That's
what I'm told,
that's,
at least.
That's what I
that stops it.
By the way,
instantaneously.
Whoever told you just drink more of it,
yeah,
they should be beaten.
Yeah, he was my social studies teacher.
Well, he should be beaten.
Well, all right. I don't need to go that far. All right.
Rossi, you're getting a lot of crap on the text line.
Oh, they say you're a terrible DJ.
Why is that?
Well, because you didn't even play the original version. You played some knockoff.
Well, first of all,
copyright.
The text line
must
can
be copyrights.
There really is. There is issues. I'm trying to find one.
See, we're having problems here.
We all are off the rails already.
That's all right.
15 minutes into the
tilt. It's false count anywhere, Dale. We go where the people take us.
I was a little worried about little Richie Keefe yesterday.
Why is that?
I was at work.
Okay.
Can I make an admission to you first?
Yeah, Dale, that's what we do here on Fridays. We open up on Fridays.
No, not
we
that.
We listen to
no,
tunes.
No, not that admission. So
kick it around.
Let me tell you the incredible stupid thing I did yesterday. Just yesterday.
You had one stupid
thing
you did.
So yesterday's a hockey day.
Yes, it was.
Go to the gym.
Out in Winnipeg.
Yeah, they were in Winnipeg.
You weren't. You were here.
Go to the gym. Work out.
What'd you do?
Get all showered, changed.
Lats?
Get dressed. I don't know.
Was it back and buys yesterday?
What'd you do? Nobody peed in the shower or anything.
That's good.
So you do the thing.
Yeah.
And then you come to work. As you know, I've got the white shirt on and everything. I'm ready
to go. I can tell. Yeah.
So I record the podcast with Ray Croft.
Zero Pucks Given, available now.
Available now. Yep. Run a couple of errands. Go to Nesson. I get to Nesson at like 5.
Okay. Game's not till 8, but pregame starts at 7:30. Yep. Night.
So get out of the car, get my stuff, open up. No sport coat, no tie,
oh boy.
Because they're hanging at the gym in Franklin.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't have time to go to Franklin.
You don't have time to go to Franklin.
They won't let me show up on Nesson wearing just a starched white shirt.
Okay, guys, I'm ready. They're
so like, I'm now out buying a sport coat. Now, thankfully.
Oh, no. You had to buy a sport coat?
Now, thankfully, Eastern Clothing's real close to Nesson.
Yep.
So I zip over, find out they're still open. I zip over, I rush in.
Oh, my goodness.
And I say, I've got an emergency.
Yeah, I got an emergency. So, like, oh, my God, what is it? Call 911. Like, no,
I just. No, I need a sport coat.
My jacket. I'm on television soon.
So we.
Pants,
I know. So we find one.
Yeah.
I wore it last night, not exactly tailored for my little tiny alligator arms.
Were you swimming in it? Was it just
the arm?
Could you see his hands? Like, you might want to push those up a little bit. You're like, kind of ridiculous.
So I have to go buy a sport coat last night.
And a tie,
and
right?
A tie and a pocket square.
Well, I don't know if you had to buy the pocket
square. Okay, Barry Peterson.
I don't think you had to buy the pocket square.
So I had to, I started last night in the hole.
I would say so.
Working
at
the night job.
Right.
So anyway,
exactly.
It's beside the point.
You can write that off, though, can't you? Just write it off.
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would mean I'd never be able to wear it anyplace but Nesson.
No, I don't think that's exactly how it works.
Oh, you're going to take on the IRS here, are you?
Yes, I will. Head to head. Mike Rotunda. You like that. That's a False Count Anywhere reference, Rossi,
so,
for you.
Anyway, I got
new digs, and then you're on TV.
And I'm thinking of Little Richie Keefe.
Thank you. Why?
Because one of the guys at work.
Because I would have just showed up with the white shirt.
You'd have been wearing.
Like, this is what's happening,
you'd have
guys.
Looked like DJ Bean with a t-shirt under your sport coat saying,
come on, they keep it cash. They keep it cash.
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
We were watching it this morning. I was wondering.
I couldn't pull off just the t-shirt with the jacket over it. I couldn't do it.
I would not feel comfortable. Yeah. But I'm thinking of Little Richie Keefe because at work at Nesson, they say, oh, nice sport coat, Dale. And then they said, oh, Golden Tate just signed. I went, yeah!
Not to the Patriots.
And they said, the Giants.
That was because I was trying not to get too upset with what was going on with the Patriots offseason because they've had a lot of off seasons like this where they kind of take their sweet time. They just won the Super Bowl last year, so things have been going pretty well for the Patriots. I didn't think they were going to spend a lot of money on Trent Brown. I really like Trey Flowers, but that is a ton of money. But I was sort of sitting back and waiting to see what they were going to do, and I thought Golden Tate made all the sense in the world. He was going on podcasts saying he would love to play for the Patriots. He would love to play for Tom Brady. He seemed like the kind of guy. He's been in the league for a while, yet still has a few years left in him. To me, it wouldn't have been a Reggie Wayne, Torrey Holt, Eric Decker. You know, but he's a little bit younger than those guys. I thought he would have been perfect. And if they were going to offer Adam Humphries $10 million a year, at least those are the reports out there, you couldn't go there with Golden Tate. Now, maybe they didn't want the 4 years, but again, with the guaranteed money, non-guaranteed money, that one hurt. That's the first time I've really been annoyed about an offseason move that they did or did not make.
And that
make.
Was my concern
about
Little Richie Keefe sitting in the Fortress of Solitude.
I was upset about
being
that.
Annoyed. And then I looked at the money.
Yeah, but why? You think that's outrageous?
It seems a lot, but it's beside
the point.
It was
4 for 37 and a half.
So I'm
Adam Humphries. We thought they offered 4 for $40.
Yeah, we don't even know that, but that's.
But
what
I mean, that's sort of
that's
what's sort of out there.
That's out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm thinking, okay, you're Golden Tate.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to end your career catching water balloons from Eli Manning.
Well, let me ask.
Good luck
you,
with that.
What did the Patriots offer him?
I don't know.
He's already won a Super Bowl. So if the Giants offer him just over $9 million a year, and the Patriots offered him 7, sure. And by the way, he signed a 4-year deal. Eli Manning should not be the quarterback for 4 more years. It should be not even one. He's already passed
his
prime.
You think that.
And then they'll get somebody else, I would say.
The expiration date has already sort of shown up on
also,
Eli's game.
What are they doing? Odell Beckham? They're like, we don't want to pay Odell Beckham, who's one of the 3 or 4 best receivers in the league. We're going to get rid of him, and we're going to start over. And by starting over, we're going to go out there and give a 4-year deal to Golden Tate for $9.37 million.
Isn't it obvious?
They just hated Beckham,
they
you think?
They hated Odell Beckham Jr. We got to get him out of here.
Well, this is another case where they should have gotten rid of Eli Manning. So that's what really should have happened.
So Golden Tate, he's a free agent. You know, he gets to make these decisions.
But you wanted him too, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got to have concrete reasons to decide. And I know money is probably at the top of everybody's list.
I would think.
Just below money would probably be this.
I want to go to a team that has a chance. If I don't stay here, of course. I would love to stay here, but if I don't end up being here, I don't want to. My years are limited. I don't have time to go to someone who's trying to rebuild. I need to go somewhere where they believe they can win now. They have solid pieces. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to do, but, you know, who knows?
Giants were 5-11 last year.
And oh, by the way, just traded away one of their best players.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Their best or second best player. Saquon Barkley is awesome, but they used a second overall pick on a running back. They have a quarterback that they have kept for 2 years too long, and their best or second best playmaker, one of the best receivers in the league, is gone. And they traded him away, and some believe they got a good return, but it was a first-round pick, which they'll use this year, third-round pick. So, I mean...
They believe they can win now.
No, they don't. You got to say that, though. You got to say stuff.
Come on.
Why not?
Don't you have to, like, have some semblance of proof in your words?
No. Have you ever listened to me?
We're in radio. Who am I kidding?
I feel like every once in a while, an athlete says, well, they paid me the most. And it's so refreshing, but that's still, like, the 1% or 2%.
Humphrey said... All right, you know, the Patriots might have offered more, but I gave my word.
Man of his word.
It was a refreshing change.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting to hear him say that. But by if you're just gathering up all of the clues that have been dropped there by NFL reporters.
Breadcrumbs.
I've been scooping them up. Because NFL free agency, I'm just scooping them up, making a meal for myself. Adam Humphries, the Patriots wanted. Golden Tate, they wanted. And Cole Beasley. That report came out yesterday, too. And they missed on all those guys.
My years are limited. I don't have time to go to someone who's trying to rebuild.
He's not doing that. You're on the freaking Giants.
The Giants are a juggernaut.
The Giants are the worst team in that division. And they will be, again, I would believe.
Unless they have a hell of a draft this year.
Right, and they could, because they got, what, pick 6 and 17 or whatever it is.
Maybe they'll get a quarterback who can actually throw in the ball.
Maybe they could. But you figure Golden Tate goes to the Giants. Adam Humphries goes to the Titans. At least they're not a terrible team. You know, they were 9-7 a year ago. And then Cole freaking Beasley, which I'm glad they didn't sign. He got a lot of money, too. He goes to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, there were a few.
In your eyes, mm-hmm. Two or three, or who was it?
There was a lot early, and then as slots started going off the board, you know, those two teams that got, those two guys obviously were off. It was a battle between here in New England and Dallas, obviously.
There you go, Cole Beasley. So Beasley and Humphries have confirmed that the Patriots were a finalist in there.
But I wonder, my guess is, based on the money that you know some of these teams signed for, the Patriots were interested, they were talking, and then they went, what?
No, but Humphries, are you just missing that one? Okay.
He didn't say, like he inferred it, but he didn't say it.
Yeah, right. And so I believe that one. We don't know how much they offered Tate or Beasley.
By the way, Humphries would have been better than Golden Tate.
I don't think so.
No, I do.
I don't. I like Golden Tate more than... Now, Humphries is younger, and maybe there's a chance for the next couple of years he's a little bit better. But I think for one season, I think Golden Tate would be better. Going to be hard to say because they're both going to different offenses, different quarterbacks next year. So it's kind of hard to compare the two. But I don't know. So then what do they get instead, Dale? Bruce Ellington and Maurice Harris.
Calm down.
I actually like Bruce Ellington.
I know. You said that.
I like Bruce Ellington.
How about now?
Yeah.
And he'll go for, you know, like $9.5 million a year. Free agent Jordy Nelson is out there.
I don't want Jordy Nelson. I think he's washed up.
You know he's going to come here.
Oh, he is now.
Most likely.
But, by the way, are you still here?
Rossi's here.
I'm here till 10:30.
Sorry, he won't leave. I've been telling him to get out.
Get out.
Yeah, he's here. But I mean,
you just know that's going to be the guy.
I'll
right?
tell you why Bruce Ellington is good coming up, Dale. How's that sound? How's that for a tease?
Wow.
I'll tell you why Bruce Ellington's a good player.
Look at the radio professional brain on.
How do you like that?
Rich Keefe. Mm-hmm. 617-779. Oh, wait a minute.
Is this early in the show, Rossi?
All right, let's figure it out.
You're out of your mind.
It's your birthday today.
Rich.
What?
It's your birthday.
Happy 53rd birthday, Rich Eisen.
How about that? Pretty good. Good for him.
No, it's actually the 28th birthday, or as the Twitter people think, 24 years old, for our very own Rich Keefe.
Yes.
I would have been much more impressed if the band had had Keefe.
Keefe.
I mean, if they had had Keefe, I'd have went, whoa.
It's kind of hoping you'd do that like at 1:55.
Keefe!
Jason, but thank you.
Well done.
Look at that, on the fly.
Shy going. Hold on, I'll do it right here.
Keefe!
Nice. Well, happy birthday.
Thank
Rich.
You, guys. Thank you very much. It's very kind.
So now we can do 3.5 hours dedication to Keefe's birthday.
By the way, what you just heard is your gift.
I love it. I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Congratulations. Enjoy it. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number.
Rich.
Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
You're missing a hamstring?
Yeah.
Like, help me understand what, how are you even walking, let alone playing professional football?
God, that's all I can say. I'm missing, everybody has four or three, and I'm missing one of them. It's my semitendinosus. They removed it from the area, so I only have three, I guess it is. So I'm just out there just playing, just running.
How many hamstrings do you have?
None of your business, Dale. And I thank you to stay out of my personal affairs.
Just curious.
Now, do you have a semitendinosus?
I have no idea.
We all have semitendinosus.
Not Bruce. Not Bruce Ellington. It's what makes him a superhero, Dale. It's usually
I don't know
something
what any of that meant.
Bruce Ellington has such bad hamstrings. He doesn't even have as many as most people do. I don't know what that means, but it probably should be concerning. But it's not.
We're okay.
If you heard the first part of that cut, Ellington says he has God on his side.
Well, that'll help.
So that...
Walking, let alone playing professional football.
God.
There you go. So, by the way, check mark for Ellington.
Bring it back up, Rossi.
Yeah.
So because it's a Falls Count Anywhere Friday,
yes,
it gives Jason Rossi an opportunity to dig into his...
Yeah, this is one of the greats.
His treasure trove of wrestling themes. But a Twitter follower put the challenge out.
Oh, boy.
Said it's a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Hope we can hear some Irish wrestlers' entrance music.
And then you
so far, we got Finn Balor.
There you go. Pretty good.
We're on a roll.
There's a list. And we are trying to... Keith challenged me off the air about listening to Twitter more.
To a wrestling match.
No.
I pinned him in the hallway. It was really quite impressive.
To listen to Twitter more when they're positive, you know, and if they want to be involved with the show, we'll be involved with the show. Maybe we'll answer some of their tweets later in the show. We'll get there.
We could. At Dale Keefe, WEEI. So we were talking about him yesterday. I actually like Bruce Ellington, and it's one of those things where I don't really know why. Like, I've seen him play.
No reason.
No, I don't. None. I'm not entirely sure. Now, he's a guy who played basketball at South Carolina. He was a point guard. He was a good little basketball player.
Then good little basketball player.
He's 5'9".
All of the Patriots wide receivers are 5'9".
So he went to South Carolina, and he played basketball first, and then he started playing both. And then he ended up being a fourth-round pick by the San Francisco 49ers back in the 2014 draft, which is one of the all-time great wide receiver drafts. But we've seen him over the years. So he's been in San Francisco, Houston, and Detroit. And I feel like there have been games, and admittedly, sometimes it might be preseason games, where he makes some plays. And again, he's a shorter receiver, but Brady has thrown to short receivers his entire career.
Can I point out that the guy who doesn't have all of his hamstrings...
Yeah, yes.
...has also never been able to play a whole season in the NFL?
Well, not yet.
If he had a full complement of hamstrings...
Something's got to give. Maybe he'll show up midway through the season
13,
like Gronk.
13, yeah. 11,
yeah.
7.
Well, yeah. Well, last year he got traded, too. I think that was part of it.
He's been on IR each of the last three seasons.
He's had a hard time staying healthy. He's super due for a healthy season.
By the way, he is like the quintessential Bill Belichick signing.
I love him.
Oh, you had four knee surgeries? Yeah. Come on in here. We'll give you a look.
But God's on his side now. Maybe he wasn't before, so I think that's a positive thing. He has an opportunity to play with Tom Brady. That's going to be good. And
if he can stay on the field.
He returns punts and kicks.
Oh, yeah, that's going to help.
They need
that's
a guy.
That's going to help him stay healthy, too, right?
I'm sorry. Did Cordero Patterson sign somewhere else? Who's returning kicks for this team? Huh?
Julian Edelman.
Nope. Bruce Ellington.
Bruce Ellington, baby.
Bruce Ellington. You're probably thinking, hey, is that Andre Ellington's cousin? Your answer? Yes, it is. You guys all like Andre Ellington?
He had one punt return last year. No kickoff returns. He had five punt returns the year before. Well, no kickoff returns.
He was nursing the hamstrings.
One of my three hamstrings in that leg.
The first 2 years he was in the league, by the team that drafted him, San Francisco, he did both a lot. He had 24 kick returns his rookie year. Then he had 26. He had 23 punt returns his rookie year. Then he had 19 the next year.
So then five and then one.
Well, he did it less with Houston and Detroit, and it probably has more to do with the guys that they have and, you know, his role on the team. But I think here that might be something that helps him stay. I think I like Bruce Ellington more than I like Maurice Harris. Maurice Harris has one career touchdown. Rossi's a big Maurice Harris guy. I don't know why or how.
Watch a highlight film. And
you
he's
watch the highlight film? I can show you a highlight film of literally anybody. I could go dig out my old highlight film and you'd be like, oh, he's a pretty good player.
Nope,
the reality is there was so much more of the game where I was not a good player.
I understand, but he played with Alex Smith, who I think also has similarities to Tom Brady. Quick
stop
reads.
Right there. Stop right there. Oh, Alex stop. Smith, like Tom Brady, you're done for the day. You're in timeout. You're done for the day.
I thought
Alex,
we fired him.
I thought he was gone too. Shime, take over.
You got it.
The point you're making is that Alex Smith is like Tom Brady. Nobody's going to be able to hear another word you say.
Quick reads and gets the ball out quickly. And Harris is very athletic. He goes and fights for the ball in the air.
You watch the one highlight tape that we all saw. He randomly had a good game last year against the Falcons. And somebody on Twitter put all 10 of his catches on a highlight reel. And you saw that. You could do that with any player in the league.
You said he had how many career touchdowns? He will 10 times that this year if he's with the Patriots.
What is wrong with you? Why can't you make a realistic prediction?
That is 10 touchdowns.
You think he's going to have 10 touchdowns? He's not going to make the team. He's not going to play in 10 games. 10 games is more of a realistic prediction than the 10 touchdowns. Maurice Harris.
Here is a complete recap of the 2019 free agent signings for the New England Patriots so far. Here's a complete recap.
Let's hear it.
Jason McCourty.
Love it.
Love it. No issues.
Love it.
Philip Dorsett.
Love it. I love it. I like Phil.
John Simon.
Good. No, good. No problem with that.
Brandon Bolden.
You love it.
For what they want him to do, yes.
No, but the first three guys are just their guys to begin with. And then Bolden obviously has a lot of familiarity.
Mike Pennell.
Actually, Mike Pennell, I think, is a good signing. I'm not just saying that. I think it actually is. They need like a big stakehead in the middle of that defense. So I like Mike Pennell.
Terrence Brooks.
Excuse me?
Safety Terrence Brooks.
I think safety would be a bit overstating it. I think it's special teamer Terrence Brooks.
Has played with the Ravens, Eagles, and Jets, but he's there.
I don't know if he's
a safety. And yes, he's a special teamer.
Yes.
Maurice Harris.
No, thank you.
Bruce Ellington.
Not bad.
Matt Lacoste.
Get out of here.
That is your list of free agent signings so far.
Is that the one with the little crocodile on the shirt?
No, he doesn't have a crocodile on
his
shirt.
Is that Lacoste?
That's Lacoste.
That's Lacoste. Thank you very much. That's his name, right? Lacoste?
No, but no, there's maybe he has big... little alligator needs a T on the end.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe he has big alligator money. He's not worried about his contract.
He is not a Dwayne Allen replacement. Dwayne Allen, who basically was a block, he was another tackle.
I was going to say, Adrian Waddle will be the...
Yeah, this guy is a pass-catching tight end.
Yeah, but you got to think that even though some of their defensive signings, I think, are good, I think bringing back McCourty and the addition of Pennell, I think, is actually pretty good. But Tom Brady's got to be looking at this saying, what? Like, I like Bruce Ellington and I like Philip Dorsett. But what do you think Tom Brady thinks when he looks at the wide receiver depth chart right now?
They're a little short. I can't see them
First of all, they're all tiny.
They're all 5'9", 5'10".
Rossi's guy, Harris, he's 6'3". So you have one guy with a little bit of height. Brady doesn't throw
agile,
he doesn't throw
agile.
What do you mean agile?
He
has 40 career catches in three seasons.
That's like you bringing up the 40 time. It doesn't matter.
Oh, Bruce Ellington ran like a 4.4.
There we go.
4.45.
Thank you, Rossi. Or Shime. He can scoot. What?
That's great. That means nothing, though. That doesn't have anything to do with the game.
No, but Dale, what do you think Tom Brady's reaction is when he sees these guys being signed.
Right now, in his heart of hearts, he's got to be sitting there going, really?
He has to hate it.
Really? This is it?
Because just because...
Now they'll go out and make some deal for some guy we're not even thinking of. And
so the one, the juicy rumor that I heard is...
Julio Jones.
No.
Be juicy, but
not
no,
quite, not quite as juicy as that. Is Stephon Diggs. Have you seen that name popping up on the old Twitter? Stephon Diggs. I don't know if the Vikings have... Maybe they're trying to lock him up to a long-term deal, and if they can't, they might want to get something for him. But that's a name I would would make Tom Brady feel a whole lot better. Because I know what a lot of people would say is, well, look at who the receivers were last year and what happened. It's like, we know they won the Super Bowl. But is that really the best way to do it all the time? Is that Tommy Kern wrote an article the other day about that, saying, you know, just because teams spend money doesn't mean that they're all stupid for doing it, right? Like, teams that have gone out there and, you know, for these playmakers, they spend a ton of money on it. That's not dumb. Just because the Patriots don't always do that. But think about it. I mean, a couple of years ago, they gave up a first round pick for Brandon Cooks. So that year, they identified a receiver, and I know he wasn't making the crazy money, but he was a top end receiver, and they felt like it was a need that year. Last year, it was really bizarre because it kind of got away from them. They brought in a lot of bodies. Most of them didn't work out. Then they added Josh Gordon. They kind of were able to stumble into that during the season. He didn't finish the year. They still won it, but it doesn't mean you need to handicap yourself by not giving Tom Brady guys to throw to.
The rumor and innuendo out there is that the Patriots made a better offer to the Steelers for Antonio Brown than Oakland ended up giving him.
Yeah, that's
pretty unsubstantiated.
That one we can't back. Like the Adam Humphries one, I believe. That one, I don't know if I believe
I don't think
that.
I do either. Yeah. And beyond the point that the Steelers wouldn't have traded him here, if that were true, and I don't believe it, but if it were true, then it's obvious they were trying to get a big-time weapon for Tom Brady and just couldn't quite pull it off. But I don't know anybody who buys that one.
No, I don't buy that one either. But I would think, you know, that you're running out of free agent wide receivers. I don't
the
have.
List is, well, Jordy Nelson is still out there.
I don't want Jordy Nelson. I have.
Which is why he's coming here. You're right, Rossi.
Yeah.
They will announce his Nelson. Signing today before we get off the air at 2 o'clock.
I'm not a fan of that. I think he's kind of cooked. You know, I don't trust them to draft a wide receiver. So don't you think it's going to have to be in a trade?
Yeah.
Because I like Philip Dorsett, but I like Philip Dorsett when he's, you know, your fourth receiver. Right now, he's your second receiver. Where didn't you say it's Edelman, Dorsett? I think.
Well, I don't know. That Ellington guy is real high on your list.
I do like Ellington. Ryan Hannibal tweeted out yesterday the Patriots wide receiver depth chart. Julian Edelman, Philip Dorsett, Braxton Berrios, Bruce Ellington, Maurice Harris, Damon Patterson. So
not familiar with Damon's work. Are
not
you?
As much. No,
I'm guessing it's Damon. You know, it's one of those. You know, we're going to have a unique way of spelling this.
I think
like
it's
Dwayne Wade. How did they decide to spell Dwayne like that?
I don't know. I don't know what happened there. But either way, Damon Wade, whatever you want to call him, that's not great. That's not a very impressive group. I understand the group wasn't impressive last year either. But you know, Edelman's another year older. You know, you don't have Chris Hogan right now, who at least Brady had played with and you know, had some success
He's
with.
He's going to be the number one wide receiver for the Giants.
Well, no, they got Tate.
All right, so let me ask you this. Yes. Does the word that came down today that the NFL is suspending Browns running back Kareem Hunt for 8 games, does that make you feel more optimistic or less optimistic in Josh Gordon being able to play in a Patriots uniform this year? In other words, was the Kareem Hunt suspension about what you thought, less than you thought, more than you thought?
Yeah, I thought it was about right there. I thought it would be 6. The fewest would be 6. The most would be 10. So there you go. It ends up being 8. Josh Gordon is just such an odd case because if it was so for Kareem Hunt, even though I view what Kareem Hunt did as much, much, much worse than
Everybody does what Josh Gordon did.
Absolutely. But that was also a first offense type of thing, whereas Josh Gordon has really tripped himself up many times.
I agree with that. But I also wonder, and I think it was Andy Hart who said to us, you know, he thinks Roger Goodell likes Josh Gordon.
The Patriots
like Josh Gordon. The difference here is in Josh Gordon's case, you can say, you know what? This guy's got an illness. This guy's got an addiction problem.
Right. But the rules are the rules.
No, no, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying, you know, we're really, we want this guy to be able to kick this and get his life back in order. Where Kareem Hunt, you're just a jerk.
No, he's a, right. But I think with, I'd believe that more if it wasn't for some of these past penalties. I mean, even look at a guy like Justin Blackmon. As far as I know, unless I'm missing a big key to those stories, it's not like he's hurting other people, like he's hurting himself, and yet he's been essentially banished from the league. And Josh Gordon, these same offenses, you know, he has been busted for in the past, and he's missed so many games, and now all of a sudden you'd have to have a real change of heart and say, well, he screwed up again, but this time the punishment is going to be much less severe, although a lot of people in the NFL seem to be talking about that as a reality. So even if Josh Gordon returns, that can't be what you're banking on.
No, no,
like,
no,
right? Like that
because
can't be.
In a best case scenario, wouldn't you think
he plays half a season?
The last eight games of the season. That's best case.
I agree. Best case scenario, he plays eight games. And you know me, I like Josh Gordon more
you're
than
a
anybody else
half
here.
Full kind of guy.
But each week, you got to check in and be like, is he going to be available the next week?
Oh, no.
Is he
going to be available the next week? I would expect him. Yeah. To be gone every single week.
No, but I'm saying when he returns.
Right, I'm saying when he's on the team.
Oh, yeah,
every week
saying,
I'm expecting. Okay, this is the week.
Yeah,
he's going to trip up. You know, something's going to happen.
Right.
He's got a severe addiction problem that he has not been able to kick.
Right.
Maybe he's kicking it now. I don't know.
You hope so, and maybe the league and the Patriots are going to try to help him. But that's another guy where if he's sort of your second or third receiver, but you're, you know, the fourth option, because you still have James White. We'll see if you have Gronk. Like, if he's a complimentary piece, great. But if he comes back, because think about it, from week, what was it, three or four to week 15, he led the team in receiving yards.
Yeah.
Like, that just sort of goes to show, all of a sudden, you grab him out of nowhere, and he became pretty important to the offense, and you can't go into the season relying on him.
Haven't heard anything about Jared Cook yet.
No, I would like Jared Cook.
They, you know, with all due respect to the one tight end that they've now signed, they've still got a need there.
It's frustrating.
No disrespect meant to Matt Lacoste, but
right.
Jared Cook could be fine.
See, what's frustrating too, and I think what's going to be tougher for every Patriot defender out there, and I'm one too, but is it's not like they didn't want any of these guys that signed elsewhere.
They wanted several of them.
Adam Humphries, Golden Tate, and Cole Beasley. And they either didn't offer as much money or they didn't get in there early enough. So it's one of the two things, right, for all of those guys.
Don't we just assume they never offer as much money?
Not with Humphries. Humphries, it sounded like they offered him more.
That was the one.
Yeah.
Well, we think
so that's a time one.
That they came in late and said, hey, we'll increase the offer. And he apparently said, look, I already gave them my word.
Right. So that's,
I already made a commitment.
That's some sort of communication breakdown. Because if you thought that if he was one of your priorities, because that was the first free agent that the Patriots were linked to was Adam Humphries. And so if you don't understand what the market is for him, or if you didn't say, hey, at least let us match it, or at least whatever, it seemed like he had already agreed with the Titans, and then you come in late. So that seems like a failure. And then who knows? And maybe we'll find it out. I don't know how much guaranteed money they offered Golden Tate, but I would have felt, and I'm sure Tom Brady would have felt a whole lot better about the offense if Golden Tate was signed. Because then everything else, I think, can fit in nicely. Maybe Ellington or Harris, maybe one of those guys ends up sticking on the roster, or you add somebody else. But right now, you got a lot of guys that are kind of fringe roster players.
All right, we'll get to the calls with you coming up next, 617-779-7937. It is a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, so whatever you want is fair game.
All bets are off.
Kiefer Madness at 12:30 today,
yes.
Our week in review.
Yes.
Not just us, but, you know,
the whole
other shows around the station.
Mm-hmm. Including a brand new segment this week, I believe. Not on our show, but another show had it. So we'll try it on, see how it fits.
We'll just give it a bing.
Yeah. See how it goes.
Our Dale and Keefe show bing and see if we like it or not.
I think so.
So all that's coming up. We get to your calls coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
The act was egregious. He is extremely remorseful for that. Moving forward, and he will be a better man today than he was yesterday. To me, words don't earn trust, actions earn trust. Okay, so the actions that have begin to be developed, and he has shown have led, you know, led us to believe that, you know, he is willing, he's going to move forward here on this.
How is John Dorsey, who's done a remarkable job remaking that roster?
Yeah, he really has.
He was talking a month or so ago about Kareem Hunt, who will, we now know, miss the first eight games of the upcoming season. Theoretically, be ready for the second half of the season. And look, they're a good team even without him.
They're a really good team. And I think, you know, the comparisons have been all over the place to where they are, because we've seen teams load up and make Super Bowls, even win Super Bowls. We've also seen teams load up and miss the playoffs. So you're looking at what they're doing right now. You said, how's it all going to fit together? The big wild card is Freddie Kitchens, who is the new head coach for them, year two of Baker Mayfield. But he's got the receivers. He's got the running backs. They even have a good defense as well. So if their offensive line is decent, I think the Browns, it might seem like the obvious pick, but I think they're winning that division, and they could be, you know, along with the Patriots and Chiefs, the best teams in the conference.
So you wonder, you had mentioned before, what do you think Tom Brady's thinking as he's sitting there right now?
Yes.
And first of all, he's probably thinking, well, I've seen this before.
He has. Like, oh, yeah, right.
I mean, this is kind of what we always do.
Yeah, but he's still probably, he's got to be so annoyed. Or sort of a wait and see, right? Because when they acquired Randy Moss back in 07, that was during the draft. You know, so you waited to the draft and you traded these crap picks and you were able to get Randy Moss. So I don't think it's worth freaking out in the middle of March, but you're seeing these other guys sign somewhere else and you got to be a little annoyed.
We might have a hint, unfortunately, what Tom Brady is thinking.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
Well, because I'm not sure we're going to like the hint.
Okay.
Tom Brady's on Instagram.
Of course he is.
Posting a video.
Oh, a video. TB Times? Not just this, no, just a video.
Just a video on Instagram.
What's up, guys? I'm just going out to Montana, getting ready for our family ski trip, and I was watching some old film. And this was from 2 years ago. This was me. I was taking way too much time getting into this jump, and I pushed off. I was way ahead of my skis, and then full left shoulder. That was a lot of pain. And I actually been studying Lindsay, and she's just got a way bigger hill, way more speed. And she's perfectly balanced, so I way bigger hill, way more speed. That's what it's got to be. Let's go.
So he's posting video of him doing a digger on a mountain in Montana.
Can we cool it with the skiing? What is he doing that for?
That's my point.
What is he doing? That's not in his contract. No skiing.
Well,
no nonsense.
Apparently not.
And he's like taking tips from an Olympic skier. So like, then, what is he doing?
And then he shows video of Lindsey Vonn, you know, doing 150 miles an hour down this mountain.
This is where he's looking. He's like, all right, hey Bill, if you don't get me some receivers, I'm doing these double black diamonds out here in Montana,
this
and I'm going nuts.
That's so like, you know who retweeted his Instagram?
Lindsey Vonn.
The official Twitter account for the Tokyo Olympics.
Oh, great. Now he's qualifying for the Olympic Games now. He's a big, big skier.
And then for the next 30 years, we'll be watching him, the agony of defeat.
Oh, my God. That's not a good sign. So they're not getting receivers. You got your 41, 42-year-old quarterback out there
studying
skiing.
Video of him.
Already wiped out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he goes down hard, too, on the video.
God. What is he doing?
Oh, no.
That's not great.
He's thinking, you know what? I'm just going to throw myself off a mountain instead.
That was like Lamar Jackson. Did you see Lamar Jackson the other day going 105? And he like had it. Was that on his Twitter or was that his Instagram? Whatever it was, he had a story.
Instagram.
On his Instagram. He was driving 105 miles an hour and he had it on the thing. Like, that's smart.
If you watch the video and you're a Patriots fan,
yeah, what is he doing?
And you're watching Brady go down and you're thinking, they let him do this?
Mm-hmm. He is wearing a helmet.
Oh, good news. Skiing,
yeah, he is doing that.
By the way, can I also point out, Tom, because you're pumping up Lindsay? Her career just ended because of injuries.
Yeah, but she had a good run. She had a really good run.
But, you know, she got hurt a lot. Had a lot of surgeries.
The way he takes off on the jump.
Looks
like there was no chance he was going to land it. Like, immediately, like right away, he goes up, and you could just see the arms starting to flail. The tips of the skis are pointing down, which I would imagine
that's
is the wrong
good.
Direction if yeah, you're trying no, to land
down
that.
Is not good.
So maybe cool it for a couple years, and then you can ski all you want. Go crazy skiing.
Is there any way we can get Jim Lonborg to just make a quick call to TB12? Just talk to him for a couple of minutes?
I think he could. I
mean, Jim Lonborg, you know, yeah. Great guy, dentist. Pretty good Red Sox pitcher, by the way, yeah. Until he got hurt on a mountain.
What about Sonny Bono? Didn't he have a... Well,
that was a little hard for him to call.
Well, I mean, I'm not suggesting he call, but it could be sort of a...
I don't think we were going that far with it.
Sorry.
Man.
May he rest in peace.
We went right to
Sonny. Well, I mean, you think ski accidents, right?
I was thinking more like get hurt.
All right.
Like when Tom Brady falls on his shoulder on the mountain.
I'm just saying.
All right, let's get to the call. 617-779-793.
For this team, for the style of play that they're going to be continuing with, you know, 50-50 run split.
Yeah, and Belichick's always done so well drafting wide receivers, too.
Yeah, but this particular draft...
He can't screw it up.
Kind of like for example, Andy Isabella, who's been playing right under his nose at UMass, you know, all these years. It was first-team All-America. Perfect fit for this offense.
You're the guy who's been texting me about this guy all the time, aren't you?
No.
Because every day I get text messages saying, how come you're not talking about this guy at UMass?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, Mike, I don't know why all of a sudden now they'd be able to draft a receiver. They haven't been able to do it. In 15 years.
I agree with you. I've been very critical of them in the past about drafting wide receivers, but this particular draft, there are guys that are obvious fits, like not just Isabella, a guy like Terry McLaurin at Ohio State.
Hunter Renfro.
Who is basically like Troy Brown 2.0. He's a carbon copy of Brown and a little bit faster, but a special teams ace, you know, team captain, the whole thing. I mean, they have guys that they can go to that they will know will at least be good here in this draft. And they have a lot of draft picks to work with. And I think that they're going to use that money that they were going to try to get Adam Humphries with and then just use that to solidify the defensive line. And then, you know, just say, you know what, we're guaranteed that some of these guys will be good here and save money because there's stupid money being thrown at wide receivers right now. And Bill's not going to overpay.
Well, they wanted to throw it at Adam Humphries.
They were trying to throw stupid money at Humphries. I will say this, and if you follow Miguel's salary cap page, and he's the best at this, in my opinion, he's the best in Boston, keeping track of where the Patriots are, they may be out of salary cap money right now, which means, in other words, Miguel's got them with like 7 point something left, but he said that's without this contract, because we don't know the details yet.
Right.
They may have to start moving money around now.
Yeah, they may have to cut guys or try to get guys to renegotiate.
Easy thing is
a
Tom Brady.
That can help. That's another
redo
one.
Redo here or, you know, Rob Gronkowski. You know, you can redo some guys.
I just think my problem, too, with them drafting wide receivers is even in drafts where there have been good receivers, they've taken the wrong guy a lot. You know, and that's one of those things where, all right, you're identifying a receiver and... First of all, one of the reasons why they don't draft well for receivers is because they never take them in the first round. And they normally, as a team, draft well in the first round. So they're trying to find guys second, third, fourth, fifth round for a receiver.
Yep.
But there's been so many examples.
And low in those rounds, always.
But there's been examples where, you know, they'll take Aaron Dobson, and then a few picks later, Keenan Allen goes. Or they'll take Josh Boyce, and then a few picks later, Kenny Stills goes. So, or they'll take, I think it was Brandon Tate and then Greg Jennings, or maybe that was Chad Jackson. But either way, times where they've said there's probably been five receivers on the board, like best available receivers, they look at it and they identify the wrong one. So even though the last caller was saying this is a good receiver draft, I don't think it matters. Like, I just feel like that's the one position that if they draft it, you're like, here we go. Let's, you know, roll the dice. See what happens. Other spots, you'd feel a whole lot better. Like if they drafted a linebacker, if they drafted an offensive lineman, or if they draft whatever, even go back to tight end, I'd feel a whole lot better about that player being pretty good.
When I said to the caller, somebody literally every single day texts me about this wide receiver from UMass.
Yeah.
I mean,
he put up crazy numbers at UMass.
Other than Victor Cruz, has there been a player from UMass?
This kid, maybe.
This might be the guy.
This guy,
right?
He was All-American. I mean, yeah. He put up these just wild numbers. They'd throw to him every single time. And for the last couple of years, he was awesome.
Yeah, but maybe he's less than 5'10", because we're not going to consider him.
I think he is 5'10".
Okay. Then,
according
right?
to his profile, 5'10", 190.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
He's on the list.
Yeah, he fits in pretty nicely. He'd be a good guy. Well, everybody, remember the last few years when Clemson's been in the title game? Hunter Renfro. He's another one of these guys that's exactly like Welker and Edelman and Cole Beasley. I can't think of what it is, but he's very similar to them, and I wouldn't be surprised if they drafted him. It seems almost too obvious.
That'd be the guy.
I think so, and he obviously won't be a first-round pick or anything like that. So
even more reason why.
Right, exactly.
Isn't that why they drafted Braxton Berrios last year?
Yeah, but Renfro's better than Berrios is. I think. We'll see. I mean, Berrios, he's got an opportunity to make the team. I mean, or at least right now when you look at the depth chart.
617-779-7937. Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Great job, Bargain Basement Belichick. In a free agent offseason with Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., Golden Tate, and a handful of other great athletic wide receivers. Who do we have? Beef Wellington and the Lollipop Kid. I mean, can we get a receiver over 6 feet? I know they picked up that one kid yesterday, but I mean, I've been playing fantasy football for the past 12 years, and I'm one of those bottom of the barrel, find him to replace somebody for the next week, and I've never even heard of this guy.
That's a bad sign when fantasy football players don't know who Maurice Harris is. I hear you, Mike.
Get off the beach, pick up the damn phone. Why couldn't we close the deal? I'll tell you why, because it's so backed up against the cap, because Belichick can't draft. So it's finally rearing its ugly head. And don't worry, because they're going to figure it out, and we're all going to look stupid. They're going to win 12, 13 games. They're going to go to the Super Bowl again. I see the transition of the team because the whole league is going pass, 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 pass. So they're getting all these little guys, all these little Braxton Berrios type, defenders out there, like body type, I mean. So we're going to beef up, bulk up, and now we're just going to run them over and play old school football. But God, can we do something in free agency? Can we have a little bit of fun as Patriots fans? Can we sit back one time and just enjoy this day?
How many times in the history of your Patriots fandom have you said this exact same thing? I'm going to tell you, every year.
Well, not every year. Well, 2 years ago. What about in 17? They went crazy. They won the offseason in 17.
Nobody wins the offseason.
Well, I mean, they crowned somebody a winner every year. No, 17, though. I mean, 07 and 17. So I think Andy Hart made the joke. In 2027, they'll do it again.
They're going to go crazy.
But in 17, they signed Gilmore. They traded for Brandon Cooks. They brought in, it didn't work, but then Coney Ealy was that year. They brought in a whole bunch of guys. So they've done it. This year, they're not. And Mike's point about the salary cap, might be onto something. You said it, Dale. You're looking at around the league. Everybody has, how much money they have available as of right now. And it can all be moved around and manipulated. But as it stands right now, the Patriots aren't exactly swimming in cash.
They're up against it. They may not have any salary cap room right now when Miguel gets the details of some of the deals that were done yesterday. He doesn't have all the details.
Right.
Yet.
And then they'll have to move some other guys around.
617-779-7937. Kiefer Madness, our week in review, coming up at 12:30 today. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Beef Wellington and the Lollipop Kid.